So, Brenda, I know you listened to us on the radio, and what was it that caught your attention with respect to, well, I suppose the program, or was it something I was saying?
And I was listening, and you, the one thing that you said that just made sense to me was, if you feel that you've been doing everything that you can, but there's still a missing piece of the puzzle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's what it was for me.
It was the missing piece.
I knew that there was something else, and the doctors just weren't finding it.
What were you experiencing? I mean, what was happening?
Well, I have the type 2 diabetes,
uh-huh,
and the high cholesterol, and you know everything that goes with that. But part of it too was I was hot all the time.
Oh, that's so uncomfortable. And
well,
and how long had that been going on?
For probably 11 years.
Oh my goodness!
Wow.
11 years, and you were taking a bunch of drugs, as I read.
Yes, I was taking also thyroid medication and hormones, estrogen, and you know they would just increase or adjust my estrogen, and that wasn't even making a difference.
It wasn't making a difference. That's exactly right. And before we go on, I want to make a point, folks, and that is that everybody thinks, all your Western docs and Western-oriented thinking believes that that a woman who is in the premenopause or menopausal area or even for some other reason is experiencing hot flashes, and it's all about hormones. It is not about the hormones that you're thinking about. It's much bigger than that. Much bigger. We found out, didn't we, Brenda?
Yeah, we did. And I guess I told you that this week, the big thing for me was the first time in 9 years I actually had to put a blanket on my bed.
Wow.
When I went to bed at night.
I know. I know how excited you were about that. And I was like, you know, I have to be very professional, you know, in the office, so I couldn't just sort of jump up and give you a big hug, but I would have if we...
Thanks.
Because that's just, it's amazing, and people, everybody is just, you know, if the quality of your life is slipping away, get evaluated. I mean, so you had these things, and what has happened since you've been on a program?
Well, and it's interesting. I didn't really realize before we kind of, you're talking about the brain fog.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I didn't think that I had brain fog, but now that I look back, I really feel like things have cleared up for me. And I did have to see my doctor for something, and I had very good news. My cholesterol is the lowest it's been in probably 15 years.
Wow.
And my the number that they call the HbA1c,
mm-hmm,
and that's a 3-month cumulative for your blood glucose, and mine was really down.
Wow. And this despite the fact that you had been on all of these drugs for how long?
Oh my goodness! Probably some of them for 15 years, and they keep adding more.
Right. And it wasn't working.
Pardon me?
It wasn't working.
No, it wasn't. And like the other gentleman said, on the sugar medications, they just kept adding a different one. And now I'm actually cutting them back.
You are. In fact, I was going to say, what's happening to your drugs?
Well, I'm starting to cut them back.
Wow. And you're improving.
And I'm improving.
So what would you say if you had a friend, somebody you cared about, a family member, you know, who was struggling with some kind of health condition like this and going down that road, I mean, what would you recommend?
Well, it's what I have been saying to a lot of my friends. I say, you need to go see my nutrition guy. I'm telling you, there's something happening to me here. And even different people at work have said, because my face isn't as red as it has been,
uh-huh,
my skin,
uh-huh, uh-huh,
and, you know, they're noticing. They're starting to notice. And
wow.
So I tell them, you really need, I know different ones have different problems, and I've been, you know, handing out a brochure. I tell them to listen to the radio show, that they really need to take a look at this.
Well, you know, I know how important it is, you know, for a person to experience a better quality of health. I know that's where I came from. I know it's where you're coming from. And, you know, I very much appreciate you taking your time and pulling it together to call on the station, because as you know, my real goal is to really help to change the way people see their health and how to help their health and improve their quality, right?
Okay, no, I'm still here. And thanks, Paul, for all you're doing, and I'll keep seeing you.
Oh, thank you very much, Brendan. Thanks again for calling.
Okay.
Really appreciate you taking the time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.